Session 1. Patient 0314. I put my knife up against her cheek and pressed the blade into her skin. The soft teenage flesh split open like slicing through stretched rubber. When the first drop of blood made itself present, I could feel myself getting excited. I had never felt such a rush of sexual power. I knew I had made the right decision when I felt the explosion in my jeans. Just from the sight of the blood, it was like I could smell the fear excreting from her pores. The scent was that of the most intoxicating perfume mixed with just the right bodily chemicals, like when a woman's natural chemistry blends with the applied fragrance to amplify the aroma's aphrodisiacal properties. And this was the first time you killed? No, I didn't kill her. I just put the blade against her cheek, a sliver of a slit. Looked like a little bald pussy getting cherry popped for the first time. I wanted to kill her, but I wasn't ready yet. I am actually happy I didn't follow through. She is like the lost love that I someday hope to reunite with. It gave me hope knowing she was still alive, and that I may re-encounter her, if fate would have it. I was only about, around 14 at the time. No, 16. Yes, 16. I remember because I was just looking at a red Ferrari. Well, dreaming, I guess. It was a cherry red one. Red like the blood. I was reminded of the car when I saw the blood seep into the crease of her lips. She pushed her lips together. And it looked like she had cherry red lipstick on. Just like the car's paint. That's when I kissed her. It was like true love. She looked so beautiful in that little sock hop dress with her ribbon-wrapped ponytail. What I wouldn't give to relive that night. So this girl was of great significance to you. A special case, if you will. Was there anyone else in your life that made you feel the way she did? No, not really. I mean, there have been a few girls that reminded me of her, but it just wouldn't have worked out. You see, she was only 12 when I first cut her. The way she looked that day, no girl could ever be as perfect as she was that night. I'll never forget the school dance. She was in the 6th grade, and I just started as a freshman. We had been neighbors. I'd say she was about 2, maybe 3 blocks down the street from me. I'd always go on up and play hide and seek with her and the neighborhood kids. She always had a crush on me, giving me kisses on the cheek and whatnot. I suppose I didn't know how I felt about her until she filled out. She was turning 13 the following week, and her body had just started looking like a little woman. Such a beautiful sight. Now, I ain't no pedophile, Haas. This was a childhood love between 2 kids coming of age. But that first experience stained me. And ain't no girl ever was attractive to me again the way she was. When you think about the first time you've done anything, you always go back to the first time. Nothing better than the first time. We made love that night. You made love? You mean you forced yourself upon her? Against her will? Not at all, Haas. We was in love, the 2 of us. I know what you're thinking. How can someone willingly give themselves to someone that's fixing to slice them up and watch the life sift from their cells? Well, you got to put yourself back into the mind of a child. A child can crave attention in so many different ways, i.e., whether it be positive or negative, you know, like they just want attention. And you are supposed to be the therapist here. She had a crush on me, you know. You know how young girls get when they are in love? Their wiring and chemistry gets all jacked up. Nothing is more important than feeding their sexual desires.